Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, it's been a minute since I've done this. The past couple weeks have really been a mind fuck, I guess is a really good way to put it. You can hear the rain in the background right now. We're in the middle of monsoon season here in Arizona, and it just seemed like the right time to do this, so I'm hoping we don't lose power. But if we do, we'll still be pretty golden. Phone should be charged enough for me to get in my standard, 9 to 10 minutes of blathering along here. Anyway, the past couple weeks, I've not gone to therapy at all. For now, we're probably looking at close to a month. Now, my therapist has been calling me and leaving messages, but I've yet to actually listen to the messages or return his call because I'm not really sure that I want to go back to therapy. Right, I know. Let's signal that we're starting to fuck up, bell. Ding, 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 ding. We are starting to fuck up a little bit. I haven't relapsed or anything like that yet, though, so we're still kind of okay. This thing happened, wow, we must be looking at 2 weeks ago now, where, again, I wasn't invited to a party in the park. Now, normally, it would bother me. I'm not gonna lie. This stuff bothers me when I'm excluded from, simple birthday parties where everybody else in the park is invited except for me, or so it seems. The truth, as I've been told it by the person who excluded me from the party, was that it wasn't his party, so it wasn't his, he couldn't make the invites to the party, which seems really pretty lame to me considering it was his boyfriend's birthday party. I would think that he would have the upper hand on that, but apparently not. So all the people that I saw going to the party, from my understanding, very few were actually invited and everybody was just crashing this said birthday party. I'm not like that. I don't do things like that. I wait for the proper invite or I sit at home and I sulk for days and or weeks on end about my non-invitation. It's created a little bit of tension within the park, needless to say, but am I going to let it go? No, I'm not going to let it go, but am I going to let it eat me alive anymore? Correct answer would be no, right? So, no, I'm not going to let it eat me alive anymore, but am I going to be very careful who I talk to and who I trust? Again, we're back to that again. Yeah, I am. I'm going to be really careful who I call friend as opposed to frenemy or just downright enemy or person I know, acquaintance, because I'm not doing this anymore. This stung, and I sat here working the whole time watching everybody come and go from this party, which I could easily see from across the street. And then when I went in to get my mail and he was all like, oh, did you hear about the party? It's like, well, I only could watch it from across the street. You only live across the street from me. Of course I knew about the party, it was just really disconcerting that nobody takes anybody's feelings into consideration out here. If you're going to have a party and I'm not going to be invited, then put up some black sheets around your yard so I can't see all the... Actually, from what I understood, it was a super, super lame party. But I was more upset about the cake. Let's just be honest about it. I could give a crap about the party. I didn't have a present anyway. But to miss out on cake, yeah, that's just a travesty in my life. That kind of took me out from under my heels for still, to be honest about it. It still really irks the shit out of me, but, it's okay, because I'm pretty sure that I have real friends this year that are going to throw me the most bomb birthday party, and, none of these assholes are going to be invited to it, not one, and we're going to have cake, beyond balloons, beyond unicorns, in the whole nine yards, because this year, my birthday party this year is gonna just be, like, epic. So what else has been going on? I finally heard from Scott after 3 weeks. Yes, I know I should hate the man. I do. I know he's hurt me, and I know he hurts me. But the minute I hear back from him, everything changes for me. I feel complete again, and I feel like at peace again, and I'm sure that a lot of this has to do with Mercury finally going non-retrograde, which has been a hellish for the month of July. But do I still love the man? I'm never not gonna love the man. And did it heal everything when I finally heard from him again? Yeah, it might have. It's not to say that, you know, I've been completely faithful to him during this whole time, because to be honest, I've not. I didn't know that we were ever going to get back together again. I didn't know that I was ever going to hear from him again. I broke the engagement off without being able to tell him, because I had no way to tell him, because his phone was turned off and I have no other way to contact him. So did I fuck up? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, yeah, being chased, I mean, I understand the beauty in that when you know for sure that you still have a relationship, but I didn't know what was going on and my faith was shot to shit. So I did mess around with somebody else, and I do actually really like this other person, so I could be getting myself into a bit of a quandary here real soon if I don't make up my mind, or if the universe doesn't point me in the direction that I'm supposed to be heading in. I could seriously be putting myself into a nice little triangle, which I don't know. I don't know if that's fair or not. One person knows about Scott. This other guy knows about Scott. Does Scott know about this other guy? No, because even though he texted me to tell me that, you know, I don't even know what he told me. He told me that he was sorry and that he just finally got his phone, you know, turned back on after I had been sending test texts for the whole 3 weeks that I had no contact with him. And of course, the test text I sent him is, "I think we should call this, you narcissistic monkey fuck." And then the next thing I know, he's like, "Hey, I just got this phone turned back on," you know, and I'm like, yeah, it took being called a narcissistic monkey fuck for you to come back and, like, you know, have contact with me. So do I know what's going to go on with this? I have not a fucking clue in my head what's going to happen with this relationship anymore. I still love him. You know, I think that especially in my life, when I love somebody, it takes an awful lot for me to stop loving you. An awful lot, you know. And last time I was in this kind of three-way triangle thing was with this dude named Ricky, who I can honestly say I don't love any longer. And it took, 8 years of him dicking me around in order for me to finally be able to say I don't love this guy anymore. I could take him or leave him, and I'd prefer to leave him. But as far as Scott goes, my heart still does a little pitter-pat when I hear his ringtone go off, and I still dream about him all the time, and I honestly still want to marry him. So, yeah, I can see this turning into a complete mess, but it's my mess, so, you know, it's not like I'm not used to, you know, having two, this is gonna sound really slutty, but, you know, this having two guys at the same time, and, caring about both of them a lot. So, yeah, I don't know. What else have I been doing? Well, the kittens have been taking a lot of time, and today one of them is missing in action, and I'm really starting to become concerned about where the heck this little guy got off to. I'm thinking he jumped out a window and got outside and is either experiencing all the joys of Arizona monsoon weather, or got caught by a dog or a coyote or something along those lines, and I'm never going to see Mayhem again. I'm really not quite sure where he went. I did a brief lookout for him outside and I didn't see him or hear him, but I'm not really keen on doing a complete search party and finding, you know, little bones scattered around my yard, so I'm just kind of leaving this one up to God for now and gonna let him you know, figure it out, because it's already figured out, and no matter what has happened or has not happened, there's nothing I can do to change it, so I'm just gonna have to ride it out. You know, Mischief is still here, and neither him nor Sage seem to be all that freaked out about his missing, the fact that she is missing. So I'm just going with the fact that maybe baby kitty cat is, like, really, really sleeping hard, and will turn up when she turns up. But it's been hours. I haven't seen her since I woke up today. And when I turned the light off last night, she and Mischief were running around like crazy cats, so maybe she gave herself a kitty concussion, and I just don't know, but it's just more stress, right? And I just have to, just, I'm just leaving it right now because I'm not going to go cuckoo over a kitten that may or may not be within this realm anymore. I know that sounds really harsh. That sounds super duper harsh. But I've just lost so many cats out here that it's almost like I just expect them not to make it. And that's the honest to God truth. And what else have I been up to? I've been working really hard on the Little Bad Cat Creations toy line. And I've actually gotten 4 done within a week, which is pretty amazing considering how long they take to make. I'm actually going to bring some of them to the shop that I'm consigning them at and put this show back on the road again, you know, get some money going, get some status back on this. And I feel really good about the work that I'm putting out right now. So, I mean, let's get it going and, you know, let's... I can't think of the word right now that I'm trying to come up with. Let's make it worth my while to keep on doing it. Other than that, the bipolar, well, except for the little snag with the party thing, seems to be, I'm still pretty stable. So, you know, as far as it goes, as far as, you know, the podcast goes, it's pretty boring radio because I'm not out of my mind right now. I was starting to feel a little manic earlier. I'm still feeling a little manic, but it's probably due to the fact that I haven't taken my medication yet today. So, I mean, I could be going into a mania with Mercury finally going on retrograde. Thank God. I could be going into a little bit of a mania. But, you know, I'll see. I'll take my medication and I have to feel it out and see what goes on. So, that's really about it. You know, I'm at like the same old thing right now because things are running so smooth. That's really kind of a lie. Things are not running smooth, but things are me, so there's no like craziness going on. Nothing really ever runs smooth for me. That's kind of an oxymoron, but you know, I'm doing okay. I'm actually doing better than okay considering. You know, we'll see what happens when I go see my therapist, which I'm eventually gonna have to do, or they're gonna pull a welfare check on me and come out here and, oh, that was a big one. We're gonna have a big boom of light, big boom of thunder here. Yeah, so, you know, if I get the welfare check, then that should, add a little bit of excitement to my life, you know, because there's nothing quite like having therapists knock on your door and, kind of try to home invade you, so... You know, this will be fun. I think I want to wait for that to happen. I don't think I'm going to actually get in hold of them until it gets to that point. Because, you know, why not? Let's live life dangerously a little bit. Because this status quo, you know, it has its moments. But, you know, I don't know. I said that how many times during this whole podcast? I don't know. A lot. So that should say something about where my state of mind is at. Anyway... I don't really have too much else to jabber on about, so this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar, and you all have a good one. I'll catch you all later. Bye.